Anyone who frequently uses Papke's Landing boat launch or dock will have noticed by now that the junk in the parking lot's gone. The well-used facility had also become a sort of dumping ground for old cars and other debris. While some frequent users of the site tried to keep it free of garbage, abandoned vehicles eventually occupied a significant amount of the parking space. After roughly 14 years of neglecting the property, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office recently decided to haul it all away.
If anybody's mad about us cleaning up the junk, I'm sorry, but we're gonna do that, and we have done that.
For Trust Land Office Director Harry Noah, there was no question the abandoned cars and other unclaimed material on the site needed to be removed, but Noah was quick to add an apology for another Trust Land Office decision. As he addressed a crowd of 30 to 40 Papke's users at the council chambers, Noah took the blame for a strongly worded trespass notice telling people they could not park in the lot unless they paid $100 to apply for a permit. Put simply, the notices angered people, especially those who had used the facility long before it was owned by the trust. The decision to issue the notices came from Anchorage, not from local trust representative Don Koenigs, according to Noah.
Every once in a while you make a mistake, and that was a pretty good one. And that probably wasn't the wisest thing to do. But I think some of you guys have been mad at Don. I think that shouldn't be the focus, because he was asked to do this by the Anchorage office. So since I'm in charge, I guess I'm the responsible party here.
For generations, area residents and businesses have used the Papke's Landing dock, as well as the concrete boat launch, which was originally built as a Forest Service log transfer facility decades ago. The uplands belonged to the state up until after 1994, when the Alaska Mental Health Trust was created as part of a legal settlement. The trust took ownership of the parking lot and some adjacent uplands, about 4.5 acres total, as part of a much larger land selection across the state. But the trust did nothing with the property. It remained a well-used parking lot for the boat launch and dock. However, unlike the state, the trust is required to make money from its property to benefit mental health services in Alaska. Now that Papke's lot is cleaned up, Noah said trust managers are trying to figure out what to do with the property.
Our mission is to make money for the mental health programs. That parcel is not meeting that mission. So we can spend a lot of time talking about the law and what's possible and all that out there. But what I'd rather do is figure out a way to resolve it. Some way that everyone that's been using that area's parking can continue.
Noah said such a plan would ultimately have to be a collaboration between the trust, the nearby city of Petersburg, and Papke's users, as well as the State Department of Natural Resources, which owns the tidelands, and Department of Transportation, which owns the dock.
We unfortunately got out in front of ourselves a little bit on this, and obviously have created some concerns. But maybe that's not such a bad thing in terms of focusing everybody's attention on a long-term resolution to what we're going to do out there. And you're not going to find us sitting here just to fight you. That's from a business standpoint, that just takes money. It doesn't make money. So that's not our intent right now.
That being said, Noah encouraged the audience to have at him. Patty Randrup and her husband Chet have a home just across the Wrangell Narrows from Papke's on Kuprinoff Island. Randrup had responded to the notice on her vehicle by sending in $100 to apply for parking. Now that it's reconsidering the issue, the Trust Land Office has refunded Randrup's money, and she thanked Noah and Koenigs for that and for cleaning up all the junk. But like many in the audience, she also emphasized the history of public use as well as some public upkeep at Papke's.
It's cleaned up. It looks great. We still want to have a place to park, because we are out there all the time. The Randrups have been parking there for over 50 years that they've used that area. We've spent, since we're both retired, we've spent a lot of time in the wintertime shoveling. Not just for ourselves, but for other people, shoveling the ramp, shoveling the float so it wouldn't sink, because nothing's ever done, shoveling that whole walkway down so people can get to their skiffs.
Many people in the room said they appreciated the long overdue cleanup, but several were still bothered by the original trespass notices, and some people, like Harold Medallin Jr., suggested the land essentially had a de facto public easement because of the long history of use, dating back to the late 1930s when Medallin said the dock and access road had first been constructed. He said the trust should respect that.
As a public-spirited thing on the part of the trust, I think you guys got that land. It was conveyed in 96. I think it's subject to that encumbrance of that easement, that parking lot hasn't changed materially since the 70s. I mean, it may have grown a little bit at the edges, but it's always been maintained with public funds. It was built with public funds. That boat launch ramp was built by the Forest Service as a log transfer facility. And all this public money's gone in there. And, I mean, the public's used it.
Madalyn said the way he saw it, the trust property was already encumbered by the public parking lot and road. He argued the trust should just acknowledge that and maybe convey the land back to the state, which owns the tidelands and dock. He thought the facility needed to be maintained for public use, including resumed use as a potential log transfer facility sometime in the future. Resident Jim Litzheim said that development of homes, lodges, and other properties around and down the Wrangell Narrows from Papke's has been expanding, and he suggested the facility needed to be expanded to accommodate that growth.
There's a lot of room to grow. And the main thing I see around here is we're nitpicking. And we got to stop nitpicking, and we got to start expanding and thinking bigger. We got to think what you can do out there. We got to look at what's available. There's a lot of area out there to expand, and quit picking over this little bit of strip of parking lot where you got 100 times as many people as you had there 25, 30 years ago. And somehow we got to come together, we got to get state money or whatever it takes to build that facility out there and expand it.
Whether it's expanded or left as it is, the trust does not want to run a parking lot, according to the trust managers, who also said they could not just turn the property over without compensation for the trust. Otherwise, they worried they would set a precedent for thousands of acres of similar trust land across the state. So Director Harry Noah laid out some other options for the audience to consider.
We could sell our interest to a homeowners group. That's one of them. The second thing we could do, although DNR is not interested right this second because they would have the same problem that we're having, is we could transfer the land back to DNR and get other replacement lands. But they aren't interested in taking it right now because it's a problem. I mean, there's no profit in for them to take it right now. But if the city wanted to obtain it, or if a
borough
was created, then you could select that land, and it could be a public use type thing.
Even if there is no borough, the city of Petersburg could still purchase the land at Papke's. According to Noah, it's likely the city would also have the option of taking over the dock as well. The state has been giving its harbor facilities to communities across Alaska, along with a limited amount of funding to help pay for repairs. Noah said the Trust Land Office wanted to work with local residents to put Papke's under local control and would give the issue some time, but the office wanted a resolution. Local land surveyor Rick Braun was optimistic about the possibility that a homeowners or users group could be formed to lease or take over the property.
This has been done before and it's being done right now. If you look at the town of Whale Pass, which is not a town, it's a homeowners association. They have annual meetings, they have board of directors, president, all that stuff that they elect. And they get money from the state. They make deals with contractors. They do construction. They operate like a town, but they're a homeowners association. It's being done right now. That could be done here.
But getting organized into an association or group may be a little easier said than done for some Papke's users, like Tia Dibvik, who pointed out that some people chose to live in remote areas because they wanted more independence.
If we were those kind of organized people, we wouldn't live out. We don't like groups.
Another concern for some in the audience would be the cost of liability insurance for an entity that manages a facility like this. Many people in the room seem to favor the idea of just having the state take over the property and manage it for public use. In the short term, at least this season, the trust is rescinding its legal trespass notices and signs and allowing people to continue parking at Papke's, according to local trust officer Don Koenigs.
We may walk away from this meeting at this juncture and not have an answer. And there's time being given to figure that out. Part of that bottom line is that concerns everybody is parking will continue to be permitted there. It'll be helter-skelter. Nobody's paying anything. We need to clarify that. But at some juncture in time, TLO is going to make some decisions. It's not that we're going to quit working and just walk away from a meeting like this and say, oh, what did we get out of that?
So
We're going to continue to work at this.
In the meantime, the trust officials encourage residents to notify Koenigs if they see more abandoned vehicles in the lot at Papke's. Harry Noah said the trust would continue to remove abandoned vehicles and would charge the owners if they're identified. As far as a long-term solution, local trust representative Don Koenigs will serve as the contact for people interested in coming up with a proposal for the Papke's property. He can be reached at 772-4757. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.